crawl out of the shadows and find that eventually there we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
Interracial marriages are on the rise, and it's one particular kind of interracial marriages, according to the latest census numbers. These kind of marriages are up 20% from the figures in the year 2000. That's up to about 4.5 million. That means 8% of all marriages in the U.S. now are between people of different races. Interracial marriage is actually falling among U.S.-born Hispanics and Asians, but it's on the rise between African Americans and whites. And to help us understand what this means in terms of the changing culture of the United States, we have three guests with us. Deborah Dickerson writes on race and society. Her articles appeared in Mother Jones, Slate, and Salon. Deborah is African-American and until recently was married to a white man. We're also joined by Amelia and Alvin Garner. Amelia is black, Alvin white. They were the first black and white interracial couple to be legally married in Orange County, North Carolina, 42 years ago. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
You know, I see this as a very intergenerational kind of thing, not just interracial. My grandparents were married in the 1930s, and they had to travel to Tijuana to do it. Now, two generations later, I'm marrying an Italian guy from South Florida, and I don't think anybody even stops for a second to think about that. Amelia and Alvin, you guys were the first couple to be legally married. That represents a step forward from my grandparents' generation.
Very much so.
So explain to me what that was like when you were first married and what the reaction was among your family and friends.
Well, among my family, it was not accepted. They were very much against it. Her family didn't have any problem with it. And then as far as friends, I think there was some mixed emotions as far as friends. We didn't have anybody come right out and come against us. But, you know, that was, you always hear talk in the background.
Okay. So, Deborah Dickerson, by the time you got married into an interracial relationship, had it improved since then? Was the acceptance of it among family and friends better than what you just heard Alvin talking about?
No question. We got married in 1999 in Washington, D.C., and these days, if you exhibit overt racism, you're so shunned. Maybe there's some circles that you aren't. So instead of us as the interracial couple being shunned, I think anybody who would, especially in Washington, D.C., who would have openly objected, it's a much different situation now than before. So there's no question that the onus is on the person who objects to the interracial marriage. Whatever's going on in people's hearts, overtly, you just can't. You just can't object to these kind of unions anymore.
Well, that's interesting, except that, you know, it's not entirely true. I mean, I know that any time I had dated an African-American guy in the past, I actually had people, black women, yelling at me on the streets of New York, thinking that I was dating somebody from their set.
Well, that's a different dynamic.
Oh, really?
That has to do with the much greater propensity. I think the majority of the blacks who intermarry are men marrying out of the black community. And that just creates a whole other level of problem in the black community, is the extent to which black women don't marry and never will marry. And a lot of it has to do with the numbers of black men who are marrying out of the community. So they may be yelling at you. It's not so much because you're not black as the fact that we're so alone.
So outside of the issues of racism, which I think is one sort of important element externally to track, what do you think the challenges within relationships for people who are black and white who decide to get married in this age are versus what Alvin and Amelia went through, 42 years ago? Deborah, let's begin with you, and I'd love to hear Alvin and Amelia's advice. But Deborah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm not sure we're a good representative since we got divorced.
Yeah, well, there is that.
within the relationships, I think the problem comes in if once, probably more so once the relationship, if the relationship sours. I think if there's a class difference, a socioeconomic class difference between the members of an interracial relationship, that can sometimes get ugly. Other than that, I think it really, I don't think it's built in. I think it depends on the two people in the relationship.
Well, 42 years of successful glue there, Alvin and Amelia. Amelia, you have any advice for the rest of us?
Oh, Lord. When we got married, it was rough. But we didn't have it rough. What we did, we didn't pay no attention to people. We just went on our own. We loved each other, so we stayed with each other. Next month, we'll be married 42 years. And we still stand with each other.
But do you think that's, in the end, the secret generation after generation to any kind? I mean, it seems to me that any kind of relationship can be difficult over 42 years.
That's right.
So just keep that relationship rock solid. But, Deborah, do you see, at this point, perhaps we're on the latter chain of acceptance towards interracial marriages, that, you know, we went from my grandparents, where it was illegal, they got married in Mexico. We go to Amelia and Alvin, where finally it was legal, but they did have some trouble with family friends. We get to you in 1999, and I'm getting married this summer. And again, I don't think a single person has even mentioned a racial mix there. Do you think we're just about at the place where we will have colorblind marriages?
I still don't think we're colorblind in America. I think the issues are, I don't know, maybe there are some places you can go in America where there would be overt opposition to your interracial marriage. I think that has more to do with individual knuckleheads than anything else. And what's going on in people's hearts and minds, as opposed to what they're saying out loud, is, of course, a different thing. But, yeah, I think we're on the way to a place where race it still matters, but the onus is on the person who objects to it,
right,
and not on the people involved. And I agree with this, the couple. You just have to live your own life and let people think whatever they're going to think and go on about your business.
Deborah Dickerson writes essays on race and society in Mother Jones, Slate, Salon, and other places. Amelia and Alvin Garner, first couple legally married in Orange County, North Carolina, 42 years ago.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.